Welcome to Book Spectrum. I'm Chris Cordani, your host. On Book Spectrum, we bring you seasoned authors and new writers from various professions across the spectrum. There are many programs, television show segments, blogs, books dedicated to women's health. Well, that's a good thing. But what becomes noticeable is the relatively much smaller amount of information available about men's health, especially men in the 35 and over range. We can argue over reasons, but that's not what Book Spectrum's for. Enter my guest, Dr. Judson Brandeis. He's an MD and author of The 21st Century Man, a very important book about how we men today can become healthy and maintain ourselves. Welcome to Book Spectrum, Dr. Judson Brandeis.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Chris, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to have you here because this book is interesting for men of all ages, even the younger ones, because they're going to get to be the 35 and older crowd very soon, before they know it. Medicine is an occupation of many specialties. What drew you toward the field of urology and men's health?
You know, I started as a kidney transplant surgeon, and then I gravitated towards general urology. I was a pioneer of surgical robotics, a pioneer of kidney stone centers, a pioneer of MRI-guided prostate biopsies. I always like to be on the forefront of everything that I do. And about 3 years ago, I discovered rejuvenative treatments for erectile dysfunction, like shockwave therapy and platelet-rich plasma and stem cells. And I became super interested in that, and that led to a general interest in men's health.
What do you think, Dr. Brandeis, is the biggest health challenge facing American men today?
Gosh, men are in real trouble. So 100 years ago, women 100 years ago, women lived 1 year longer than men. Now women live 5 years longer than men. And the longevity of Caucasian middle-aged men in the United States is actually declining. Even before COVID, it's declining. And it's because of alcohol, opioids, and suicide. And men are half as likely to go to the doctor as women.
You bring me to that old routine by the late, great comedian Alan King, who would do that one. Every once in a while, he'd do his show and pull out an obituary paper. He'd read it, and almost every man who died would have the sentence in his obituary, which would read, "Survived by his wife." So we keep reading on and on everything, and it went, "Survived by his wife, survived by his wife, survived by his wife." While that's funny when Alan King does it, it's really not funny when it comes to men's health, now is it?
It's really not funny. And there's this ethos out there that men have to take care of everyone else, their wives, their kids, their people at work, their community, and men don't know how to take care of themselves. And they teach the people around them that they don't need to be taken care of. But in the end, they really do. And in the end, being a strong man means taking care of yourself and allowing other people to help take care of you.
That's not easy. We're talking about generations of men who have always considered themselves the protectors. And even our younger men, and myself as well, we like to help others, but we kind of put helping ourselves in the back.
That's true, but the problem is that 40% of men have obesity, 50% of men have high blood pressure, 15% of men still smoke tobacco, 12% of men don't even have health insurance, right? So we're not doing a good job taking care of ourselves. And the 21st century man is an incredible resource to help you take care of yourself. It really focuses on prevention and early intervention of almost every medical problem that men are likely to get.
I hear the word health, Dr. Brandeis, and I tend to hear exercise, eating right and taking care of yourself. Still, I know many like yourself see deeper meanings in the term. How do you professionally and personally define health? And I mean, below the surface description that I gave you just a moment ago.
Well, you know, the book really focuses on general physical health, but it also focuses on mental health, which is more and more important these days, on emotional health, on social health, on relationships, and on sexual and intimate health. So there are many, just like there are many different types of intelligences, there are many different types of health. And if you don't get all of those right, then your life will be lacking or you'll be missing out in some way.
I'm talking with Dr. Judson Brandeis. The 21st Century Man is his book. You're listening to Book Spectrum. What makes this interesting, the 21st Century Man, that is, Dr. Brandeis, is the way you frame it. You put it around the classic epic story theme of the hero's journey. Instead of making this a simple nuts and bolts book, which would be appreciated, and you do provide a lot of that, why did you take this course in creating the tome?
Well, the thing is, most men know what they have to do. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't do drugs, exercise every day, don't eat too much, stretch and meditate every day, right? But we don't do that. And the reason we don't do that is that there are pressures in life and time crunches and kids and wives and jobs and so on and so forth. And the problem is that we make dumb decisions because we don't see ourselves as the heroes of our own journey. You know, we look to people like Tiger Woods or Tom Brady or Michael Jordan or whoever to be the heroes, and we live and die based on sort of what happens in their lives. But when you begin to look at your own life and you begin to look at yourself as the hero of your own journey, then the decisions that you make become so much more important and impactful for yourself. And I think if men began to see themselves as the heroes of their own journey and the importance of the decisions that they make as impacting themselves and the people around them, then they would be more likely to make decisions that really benefited themselves and those folks around them.
That's an interesting point, because a main principle in the 21st century man is the idea that men can reach that true potential. But we all know it's something all of us don't always reach. What do you think keeps us men from not getting there?
You know, in life, there are so many things that hold us back. According to the hero's journey, first of all, sometimes people are limited just by the hometown that they grow up in. Some people never want to leave home and pursue what could be, a bigger career for themselves. Sometimes responsibilities of home life, whether it's taking care of parents or friends, limit people in terms of what they can pursue in life. And then some people just don't have the determination or the will to maximize their potential. But for those people who have the determination and the will to maximize their potential, they can truly be the heroes of their own lives. And, you know, it's important to use a book like The 21st Century Man to help you maximize your health in all aspects so that you can reach the end of your journey.
Here's the other thing, and I'm guilty of this. You say in the United States and globally, men are generally not good at utilizing primary care services. Many men don't bother to get checkups, which is sobering. As a chap, I tend to agree with you. I've put off procedures and medical checkups regularly. I'm also not a fan of needles, but apparently I'm not alone. What keeps men from taking care of themselves and engaging in this preventative health care? I know you touched on it a little bit before, but let's go a little more in depth.
Yeah, well, you know, we're busy and things seem to work until they don't. So, for example, the cardiology chapter will tell you that the first sign of heart disease in 1/4 of men is sudden death. At that point, it's too late. You could have had a coronary calcium score 10 years ago that would have told you that you were on the wrong path. So there are so many preventative tests and preventative procedures and things that you can do as a man that will keep and maintain your health. And it's critically important to learn about those things and to put those things in action before it's too late.
What inspired you to write this? I know you have your own patients who come to see you. You could easily have just stuck with them. But what inspired you to write this 21st Century Man as an advice to men who really, really need to get out there and get to the doctors and just say, hey, check me out a little bit. I want to change my life. I want to become the hero of my own story, or at least the healthy guy in my own story.
Yeah, you know, I have a chapter at the end of the book called Leaving a Legacy. And I've really been blessed with an unbelievable education. I went to Brown University. I went to Vanderbilt for medical school. I did research training at Harvard. I trained in surgery and urology at UCLA. And I've had an amazing career as a urologist. And I really wanted to give back. And the patient population I really, really care about are midlife men and beyond, because they have such a rough go. And, you know, I have a talent of connecting with patients and really caring about my patients. And I wanted to fill a book with everything that I have learned over the past 25 years about men's health. And then all of the colleagues that I've gathered in my 25 years, so there are 60 of them that wrote chapters in the book for free to help men improve the quality of their life. And The book is over 900 pages. It's over 101 chapters, but every word in the book counts. It's not one of these 900-page books that could be written in 20 pages. The amount of information in the book could only be expressed in 900 pages. And I can promise you, as the writer and the editor of 101 chapters, that I will not waste 1 second of your time. Every word in this book is important, and there's a sense of humor in the book. Every book, every chapter has a funny quote. There are really amazing patient stories that come from all of our medical practices. This is an essential book for any man over 35 who wants to take care of their health. This is the ultimate resource guide that you need now and you'll need in the future, and you'll continue to read it for the next 5, 10, 15 years.
I'm talking with Dr. Judson Brandeis, the author of A 21st Century Man on Book Spectrum. Any scientist and doctor is going to tell us heredity is something men should always take into consideration when it comes to health matters and maintenance. That makes sense. You do in the book also stress the importance of a lifestyle. We're talking about stress. We're talking about eating habits, exercise habits, sleeping habits, although it's winter, so hey. Overdoing things and activity or lack thereof, to name a few.
So, you know, in the book, there's a chapter on genetics. So there is a huge genetic component of health, but also to accompany that, there's a huge amount of information about lifestyle. But I've learned from taking care of men that you can't tell a man, do this, and expect a man to do it. You have to explain the reason, the rationale. And when a man can make an informed decision, the compliance with that decision is much, much greater. So, you know, there's nothing in the book that says eat this, eat that, but there are chapters like what is food? There's chapters that explain, you know, how to lose weight based on calories, how to exercise based on how you build muscle. You know, once you understand how you build muscle or what food actually is, then you can make much more intelligent decisions. And the next time some fad diet comes down, you can actually figure out why it's a diet, whether it works, whether it doesn't work. So I'm trying to give men information rather than telling them what to do.
That's understandable. Here's another monkey wrench in the whole thing when it comes to men's health. I was from that go walk it off generation when it came to getting hurt or feeling some pain. Yes, it's good for a kid when he got hit by a pitch playing baseball or falling off the bike. But in adulthood, what signs would you tell men listening that walking it off is not quite as wise as get to the doctor?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I have two responses to that. One, there's an amazing chapter written by Malcolm Johnson, who's an emergency room physician, called Stupid Things That Men Do to Get Themselves into the Emergency Room. So there's so many foolish things that we do. For example, 90% of eye injuries are preventable by wearing safety goggles. So the next time you take the Sawzall and go out to the backyard and start chopping down trees or branches, put a pair of safety goggles on. Do you really want to be that foolish guy that comes in with an eye injury that's preventable? Or going up and putting up Christmas lights, thousands of men destroy their health by falling off ladders or falling off roofs, putting up Christmas lights or cleaning out gutters. You know, pay the next door neighbor kid $20 to go up on the ladder, because the book talks about the aging process. Whether we like it or not, we get older. And so when you go up a ladder, when you're older, one, your balance isn't as good. Second of all, your reflexes aren't as good. Third of all, your strength isn't as good. Fourth of all, your flexibility isn't as good. So all of those contribute to the fact that men will fall off ladders in their 50s or 60s much more easily than someone in their 20s. And so being mindful of the changes that occur as we age and compensating for them and being intelligent about them is really critically important. And it's written into this book in so many different ways.
And here I am when I climb up a ladder to clean gutters or do something like that or hit the roof for some reason. I wrap myself around a bunch of pillows. So I'm hoping that would help. But yeah. I guess maybe your way's better. Pillows and a helmet. Maybe I should bring the helmet along.
Yeah.
Definitely eye protection.
I remember growing up in New York, I was a Mets fan, and the Mets had a pitcher named Bob Ojeda. He cut his finger off trimming a hedge. I mean, here's a guy that's making millions of dollars as a pitcher, but he doesn't want to pay the next door neighbor's kid $20 to trim his hedge. don't make those kind of decisions because they could have catastrophic consequences for your health.
We do kind of like doing our own trimming and gardening, though. On the other hand, I understand that, but at least it's better than that other Mets pitcher, maybe, what, six, seven, 8 years later, Jason Isringhausen, who was playing a beer league softball game. He got angry after making an out, and he punched a block of ice and hurt his hand.
Yeah, that would go into the stupid things men do to get themselves into the emergency room.
Oh my. I'm sure there are a lot of stories, and if you want to add yours, comment on our Apple Podcast comment section, review section, of course, maybe our own website, bookspectrum.com. Dr. Brandis, what three things can men do today to begin to take charge of their health journey?
Absolutely. Well, if you buy the 21st Century Man, read the chapter on the hero's journey and understand that you are the hero of your own journey and the consequences of your decisions are yours, and learn how to make the best decision for you and your family. Learn how to eat better, learn how to exercise better, learn how to improve your relationships, learn how to improve your lifestyle. And their advice all throughout this book and all out there in the media, but the most important thing is that you actually have determination and the will to get it done.
What do you hope readers will learn most from not only the information in your book, but the way you present it?
You know, what I really hope that the readers learn from the book is that, you really matter and your health matters. It's like when you're flying in the airplane and they say if the oxygen light goes on, breathe your oxygen first before you help other people. We're taught to help other people, but we're not living as long as we used to. And our health isn't as good as it used to be. And so learn how to take care of yourself first, and you'll be much better off taking care of other people afterwards.
Dr. Judson Brandis, thank you very much for being here on Book Spectrum.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Once again, the title of the book is The 21st Century Man. And if you want to be a good 21st century man, or at least the hero of your own journey, check the book out, pick it up. You can find a link to it on our website, bookspectrum.com, or wherever you get your hardcover, paperback, or digital books. Thank you for listening to Book Spectrum.